What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Ah, gentlemen, it has been some time since I've done another in this series. However, with the situation in Detroit, you guys made sure to ask me to cover that particular happening, and yes, here I am. Now, gentlemen, we all know everybody else that has covered this situation so far had to be YouTube friendly. So, of course, they were limited in what they really wanted to say. However, I'm not that way. Oh, no. You guys know I'm gonna go ham. Now, this article was published on the 1st of August. Detroit man charged, accused of shooting his wife multiple times outside of her job. Now, as we all know, the lamestream media is not going to cover why this man decided to do this. This was almost an HMT. He was so damn close. But unfortunately, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. A Detroit man is charged after he allegedly shot his wife multiple times outside of her job in Sterling Heights earlier this week. According to the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office, Deshaun Flood, 37, was arraigned on Tuesday for two counts of assault with intent to terminate, one count of firearms possession by a prohibited person, and three counts of weapons felony firearm. Prosecutors say on July 29th, Flood allegedly waited for his wife at Michigan Rehab Services, Pomeroy Living Facility, where she worked, and approached her. Flood allegedly reached for a gun from his waistband, and his wife attempted to take cover in her co-worker's vehicle. Now, I find it strange that they don't say whether the co-worker was male or female. See, that right there stands out as something that could definitely sway public opinion, because if it was a male co-worker, more than likely people would say, oh, wait a minute, this would be a case of the dreaded work husband that so many women, wives especially, have at their jobs. Flood stopped his wife from closing the door and allegedly shot at her multiple times, prosecutors said in a news release. Prosecutors say the woman and her co-worker were able to get out of the vehicle and ran to the building. Flood caught up to his wife and allegedly hit her in the head with his pistol, i.e., he pistol whipped her. Ah, yeah, gentlemen. That right there was a sign of true, unrestrained rage. Police were called to the scene and took Flood into custody. The woman was taken to a hospital for injuries that did not appear to be life-threatening. Her co-worker was not injured in the incident. Once again, I find it strange that they do not mention the gender of the co-worker. Once again, I'm just saying that it's definitely strange, yet in my opinion, it is actually done on purpose. Flood received a $1 million cash bond. If released, he is ordered to wear a steel cuff GPS tether and have no contact with the victims. His next court hearing is scheduled for August 7th. Quote unquote, "We will prosecute this case vigorously and pursue full accountability through the justice system. Our office is committed to protecting victims and ensuring those who commit such violent acts face the full force of the law," said prosecutor Peter Lucido in a statement. Now, what do you notice about this article and more articles that you read on this particular situation? They never mention why Mr. Flood went off the deep end. Well, we all know, because just a little bit of digging, you will find the reason why Mr. Flood was so close to putting on the mask. The alleged motive for the assault was his discovery that none of the three children he believed were his were biologically his. Yeah. Three counts of paternity fraud. Now, mind you, they had been married 9 years. Yeah. You see, the lamestream media is doing exactly what they always do. They make sure to omit key pieces of evidence that would actually make you feel sympathy toward the man. Now, before I go on, I'm going to give this a FAFO score of 9. So close, Mr. Flood. So close. You were close to making it into the halls of HMT. But I digress. I find it absolutely despicable that everybody is focused on his reaction, not what she did to provoke the reaction. However, in looking at this article on several different media platforms, I actually found something that surprised me. More men were sympathetic to him, saying, "Yes, free this man." From Instagram to Twitter to even Facebook, the general consensus of a lot of men and some women, I'll admit, was, "Yes, free this man." Why is this man being held on reaction to being betrayed to such a damn deep degree? Now, mind you, she's the victim because he assaulted her. He attempted to take her offline. How do you think a man is going to feel when he finds something like that? Oh, I know. Once again, society would say, "You know what? As a man, you got to take responsibility regardless." No. No. This man has three living pieces of proof of his wife's infidelity. And yet, once again, a lot of other content creators will say, "Well, you know, he should just take it on the chin and blah, 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 blah." No, not every man is going to do that. Not every man is so thoroughly programmed that we're going to accept betrayal. And speaking of men being programmed, boy, the Sha'Carri Richardson situation. Yeah, see, that also falls under how men are programmed, especially black men. Boy, I tell you, black men have the absolute worst case of Stockholm syndrome known to man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. As black men, we're so programmed via our single mothers that we allow other black women to absolutely disrespect the hell out of us. Yeah. And once again, this has been a long psychological drip campaign, which is why one of the first things that random black women will say to random black men who disagree with them, something involving their mother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You hate your mama. I don't hate my mama. I'm just not going to allow a random black woman to disrespect me. You think just because you share the same melanin as my mother, I'm supposed to regard you in the same light as I would my mother? Nah, nah. But far too many black men are brought up with that programming, which is why black women are so disrespectful to random black men. Now, not to stray too far from the topic, but yeah, that is also part of the programming for the American black man and why we are viewed as so damn weak by other groups of men. We just got to call it as it is. Yeah. And getting back to the main topic, paternity fraud. Yeah. I know every other group of men are now being slightly programmed to accept the step dummy protocol. But when it comes to black men, oh, we've always had to accept the step daddy protocol. And that's why black women feel so comfortable in actually committing paternity fraud. They do. Oh, you know what? Black men are programmed to be step daddies. So guess what? Yeah, I'll go get pregnant by a man who I really want, and I'll just pin it on the nice black man. Yeah, no, no, no. Now, I will say this. When it comes to men across the board, we inflict our own suffering because we refuse to have the appropriate conversations with women when we first get with them. When we first start our relationships, they love bomb us. They give us all the nasty sex we want. And we don't have those real conversations like this right here. Fellas, I know we should have paternity, you know, established at birth. We should have it mandatory. Do you honestly think that that's going to happen? No. And you know why? Because feminists are going to use this case right here to say, oh, he went violent because he found out his three children wasn't his. You see, this is how we're going to argue against mandatory paternity tests at birth. However, gentlemen, this also makes a strong case for paternity testing at birth. Mm-hmm. Now, we know the system is not going to do this. However, this is something that this man obviously did on his own. Now, this is something that you must talk about if you're going to get serious with a woman. Yes, when you get pregnant, there will be a paternity test. Now, of course, you've seen on various podcasts, women talk about, if a man wants a paternity test, I'm going to leave him and take the child. Guess what? Call her bluff. Call it. If she says that, you say, okay, cool. I'd rather you leave me and know that that child is mine and pay the child support than for you to talk me out of actually getting the child tested and finding out later after I've invested so much time, money, and emotion into a child to find out that it's not mine. So yeah, I'm going to call your bluff. Gentlemen, you have to stand on that square. better for her to leave with the child and the child be yours than for her to gaslight you into not getting the child tested and you finding out later on in life. Yeah, women are notorious for saying that. But gentlemen, once again, this goes back to our programming and how we refuse to actually stand our ground on certain topics. This has to be one where you have to be 100% 10 toes down. I will get that child tested. And guess what? I'm going to call your bluff. And if you leave, so be it. I'll just pay the child support and call it even. But yeah, gentlemen, yeah, do not allow these women to program you to put you in a trick bag. Don't do it. Do not do it. Get that DNA test. And if she wants to leave, if she wants to divorce you, hey, so be it. Because anything beyond, okay, I want to make sure that you know that this child is yours. That way we can have a loving environment for our child means, yeah, that means she was fucking around. And as we all know, unless this dude who got her knocked up 3 times was a sniper, yeah, it takes multiple times for her club to get shot up for her to actually get pregnant. So, yeah, I don't blame Mr. Deshaun one damn bit. I don't. People want to say, oh, he crashed out because he couldn't control himself. No. Mm-mm. He crashed out because he found betrayal in his marriage. And yeah, that is a justified reason to crash out, in my opinion. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who are continuing to practice paternity fraud, yeah, let this be a reminder that you're going to fuck around and play with that man's emotions, and you're going to find out when that man goes off into a blind rage and try to take you out. And I don't mean for dinner. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, ladies, you better get this through your thick damn skulls. The power you think that society is going to afford you when you find out that, oh my God, my husband has found out my betrayal, the protection you think you're going to get from society, that will go out. Feminism, and once again, the idea that the Duluth model and the system are going to keep that man off of you when he finds out just how bad he's been betrayed, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, trust and believe, more and more men are now going to get those paternity tests. They're going to have those hard conversations, and they're going to stand their ground. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.